Last month, a 27-year-old Haines resident was recognized for his leadership by the Central Council of Tlingit and Haida Indian Tribes. James Hart received the Emerging Leader Award at the annual Tribal Assembly. Hart is a Tlingit and Haida Council delegate and a Tribal Council member at the Haines-based Chilkoot Indian Association.
My Tlingit name is Guchish. I am a raven frog from the Sun House in Wrangell.
Hart's involvement in tribal government began about 5 years ago after he attended the National Congress of American Indians. He says he talked to people from around the country about issues that resonate locally.
I'd say the biggest issue for everybody is sovereignty and figuring out how to use our sovereignty. Sometimes I don't feel like we are on the same playing field. We have to fight a little bit more to find the needs and wants that we're looking for.
But Hart says local tribes are becoming stronger, partly because of the cultural resurgence taking place among a younger generation. Hart says that started happening in Haines when he and other young people began apprenticing with master carver Wayne Price.
He had a dugout that was roughed out and wasn't finished. And that became the project that really started a movement.
They carved a 28-foot red cedar dugout canoe. The momentum spread to Hoona, where Price and his apprentices made two 40-foot canoes. Hart says the massive project took about 10 months.
It was a life-changing event. The whole community seemed to change with us as the dugouts progressed from start to finish. When we first got there was a lot of people that had pride in their culture, but by the time we left, it seemed like the community was on fire. It was, the culture is just really alive.
Hart is going to continue teaching traditional skills at three culture camps this summer in Haines, Hoona, and Yakutat. The camps will focus on Tlingit language, subsistence skills, and traditional art.
Growing up, my grandma never spoke to us. She went through lots of trauma and didn't want her children to speak the language. So it's this next generation that's starting to pick up where we left off.
Hart has been involved not just with tribal government. He got an inside look at state government during this year's legislative session as a public policy fellow for Sitka Representative Jonathan Christ Tompkins. One thing he learned, if you want the ear of a legislator, make friends with their staff. Going forward, Hart says there's another area where he wants to get involved.
One of the things I want to do is be on the borough assembly. Sounds crazy, but that's something that I've targeted for a while, and I've got roots here that go back longer than I could count. The feelings I have for this valley are deep and they are real. There isn't anything I could describe to you the feelings I feel about this place.
Hart's not sure whether he'll put his name in the running for assembly this year or in the future. But he says it's one more way he hopes to shape his community for the better. In Haines, I'm Emily Files.